Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And maybe it's more careful, or maybe it's more wide open, or maybe it's more responsible. I don't know. Whatever way they're doing it, they're getting it done. The Pittsburgh Penguins have now won 4 of 5. Tristan Jarry has won 3 of 4, and perhaps those two things work in unison and work in concert, that as this team is going to go, the goalie goes as this, or the team goes as the goalie is going to go, and that's where we are. Nonetheless, we're in a much different place as we're here on February 22nd, Chris, than we were maybe earlier this month, than we were as at the beginning of February with these Penguins, or even just a couple weeks ago. The Penguins look to be a different team. They play on the weekend, they play Thursday, and they play Saturday, and they beat the Islanders both times. They head into Washington, as I told you in the update, Tuesday and Thursday this week. But the pep in their step, the confidence, and the way that this team just looks is different. And the standings look different, too, as the Penguins now draw into that fourth spot in the Patrick division, if you will. They would be in the playoffs if the season ended today. We're reaching the third point of the season. The season does not end today, but things look a lot brighter, and it's just taken a couple games. And I go back to what I've said all along, I think, or at least over the past 2 weeks or so. As the goaltending's gotten better, this team has gotten better, but maybe that's just one part of it. The defense has gotten better in front of it. The responsibility's gotten better. The power play looks better. The Penguins simply, well, they just look better, and I don't know. There's a lot of things to circle, I think.
It's only been a week, it feels like, since we were wondering, are these guys going to fall to pieces? Because they had a couple games where they looked really out of it, a couple up-and-down games. I mean, at the quarter pole, and very quickly, we're now approaching a third of the way through the season, at least we'll be there by the end of the week, we were wondering, can these guys hang with the Capitals and Islanders over the next couple of weeks and then throughout the rest of the season to be that team, that one of those two teams that doesn't miss the playoffs from that trio? And now here we are a week later, and we're saying, you know what, they seem to be fine. And so they didn't play exceedingly well on Saturday night, but they got their bacon saved by their goaltender. A couple of clutch goals from a guy who was desperately starving for a couple of goals in Chris Letang. And you end up tracing it all back, at least I think, as much as we want to talk about Mike Matheson being more good than bad, as much as we want to talk about Letang, who I just mentioned, CeCe playing well, so the blue line looks decent, as much as you want to talk about shuffling wingers and who looks good and Brian Rust is a machine, it all comes back to what settled things down in the last couple of games. The goaltending.
Yeah, absolutely, and it has. And Jarry has gotten better, as you watched and as you've seen. He gives up 2 goals the other night. He gave up, just 1 against the Islanders the night before. He's really settled in, and he's done well, and he's faced shots. That's the other thing. It's not like that the Penguins defensively are only giving up 17 shots or 19 shots. I mean, he faced 35. He faced 32 the game before. He faced 42, and he looked really good in a loss. And before that, he faces 31, and he gets a win. And so now the thing is, as you go and you play it out with the Penguins playing Tuesday and Thursday, and then when they get to the weekend and go to the they play the Islanders, and they go and they play a Saturday and a Sunday. Now you're starting to, where we were trying to figure out ways to get Jarry in the lineup just a week ago. Now it's, how do you piecemeal and get Casey DeSmith in the lineup and give Jarry a break? And you probably ride Jarry out until you have that back-to-back coming up on this weekend. That's probably how you play it out.
Yeah, they're going to ride, because Jarry really didn't start to find his stride until he was pressed into service when they probably wouldn't have been playing him, right? Mm-hmm. If Casey DeSmith doesn't get sick and Tristan Jarry doesn't get pressed into service, does Jarry necessarily find the rhythm that he's found over the last few games? I don't know if he does. And so we're starting to see that he's a guy who thrives off of getting the opportunity to play more often than not. Like you said, there's a back-to-back this weekend on Long Island, so I imagine DeSmith starts one of them. I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday and vice versa. Jarry will start both of the games against the Caps and then that other one against the Islanders. And if he continues to play the way he did the last couple of games, we will find ourselves complaining a whole lot less about Chris Letang or Mike Matheson turnovers, or complaining a whole lot less about Kasperi Kapanen looking uninspired.
Well, let's talk about
that.
Stop right there, because that is, and it's not complaining. There needs to be a deeper dive, and let's have it right now, because I'd love your take on this. Where is Kasperi Kapanen going to fit into this hockey team? Because it functions best when he's playing well. It also functions best, I think, and it has to this point in the season when Brian Rust is on that top line, probably. How is Kasperi Kapanen going to fit in short-term and long-term in this feet-getting-wet process? I'm trying to figure it all out with Kapanen.
Yeah, long-term, he's got to be on one of the top two scoring lines. He's got to be playing with Malkin or Crosby. Otherwise, what did you give up a first-round draft pick for?
Correctamundo.
What did you make a huge offseason trade for? This is the opportunity for this guy to prove that he's worth the draft capital, not just that you traded for him, but that you spent on him originally when you took him in the draft several years ago. This is the chance for Cap. And look, maybe Saturday night is a one-night outlier, but he hasn't exactly been the catalyst for that second line that we thought he would be for whatever line he would play on. We thought when he got a lot more minutes, when he got a lot more offensive opportunities than he ever got in Toronto the last year and a half, that it would lead to, well, to be quite honest, the way he's looked when he scored those goals, when he plays in transition, he still looks really good, but he's not fitting into the flow of, okay, we're in the zone, we're setting up an offense, where do I go? And I don't know if that's a chemistry factor.
He strikes me as very streaky. He just strikes me as very, very streaky. And he also strikes me as body language-wise, he shows some disinterest at times, and I don't like it. There are times when he looks, you should never be the guy where you can tell where you're giving a million mile an hour effort. And Kasperi Kapanen kind of shows that at times, and because it seems converse the other way to me. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. No, I know what you mean, and I think a lot of that feeds off the fact that there will be opportunities to jump on a play in transition, maybe an opposing turnover in the neutral zone, and he looks so great jumping up in those moments, in those opportunities, so then you're left to watch him at other times when maybe he doesn't go 100 miles an hour because, again, I don't know if he yet has a great feel for where to be on the ice with Malkin, or Crosby for that matter. Because, let's be honest, he hasn't played a ton with either one of them. Missed the first few games of the season because of the visa issues, and now getting shuffled up and down the lineup. But I'll tell you this, Kasperi Kapanen, with all the, again, draft capital that they spent on him, whether it was the pick that went to Toronto for him in the deal this offseason, or the original first-round draft pick they spent on him, he can't be a depth line guy. He can't be an energy guy that you roll out there on the third line to hope that he eats up some minute. No, he's got to be a guy who's going to score 20 goals in a full season on Malkin or Crosby's wing.
Right. He isn't Zucker for that, and he's not Sam Lafferty for that matter. He's not that guy. He's a guy that they're counting on. They're counting on to push the pace of play, and they're counting on to do a lot of great things. And I don't know. I want too much. I want the figuring out process to be quicker, I guess, with what he is on this hockey team. The thing about it, though, is Brian Rust has made that figuring out process not had to happen as fast. You can kind of not rely on Kapanen as much as you would otherwise need to.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.